TC Hill is not a doctor and does not claim to be a doctor licensed in any type of medical field. Don't be an idiot and use anything heard on the show as medical advice. This information should be used for educational purposes only, and you should contact your doctor for any medical advice. Now get off me. Welcome to Kick It Naturally. I'm Kenna McEnroe, and I'm here today with TC Hill, author, natural health expert, producer, and beep.
Oh, I got a beep.
Yeah, you know, I like to give you beeps.
A lot of people call me beep.
If this is your first time hearing us, TC was a touring comic when he lost his voice for 8 years and 23 doctors couldn't help him.
I beeped a lot during
that
one.
Yeah, he beeped a bunch.
And that noise too.
He makes a lot of those noises in the end. And so he went a little psycho researching nutrition and how the body works, and now he teaches what he learned in books, movies, and on radio shows just like this one.
This exact one. Mm-hmm. This exact show.
Yep. Now that other sexy voice you heard in the background, that was Will Hottie Patati Schmidt, fitness trainer to the stars and blah blah blah. Yeah. And I wanna Oh, hi, Will.
Hi, hey.
Is that outside my head?
No. Oh, it was, okay. Yeah.
You did fine. That's right where it belongs.
Okay, good. I like this whole beeping thing that we're going to do now. For all of our Kick It Naturally listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial so you can check out their service. Mm-hmm. Just go to kickitinthenuts.com/audiobook to find the link.
And that's for all the listeners. Not even the annoying ones get it, too.
Awesome.
That's nice.
So today we're talking about early menopause. Like, early menopause. Like, how early? Like, you know, I'm pushing, you know, late 20s now.
Yeah, right.
So,
right.
Like, how early can the beep start?
It can start pretty early, you know. Oh, no. So we'll talk about that because I remember some people had some questions about that. So we'll get into that. But it has more to do with physiology than it does a number of your age.
Sounds like people are rolling wheelbarrows on top of the building. What's up with that?
They could be doing that, but it's probably not for us.
Okay. So if you haven't liked us on Facebook at Kick It in the Nuts, now's the time to do it. Because we'll post topics there every week, what we're doing on future shows. And if you have any, you know, questions about your own health or imbalances, you can post them there and we'll try to hit them in the show and give you some enlightenment on that if these guys know what's going on
if,
with you.
If we know stuff, we'll say it out loud. Yeah. We won't just think it.
We'll just,
They'll share. They'll share their wisdom. So, what do you boys have to say about menopause? I know that you know probably not a lot about it since you're...
From no personal experience?
Yeah, from no personal experience.
Well, I haven't had a period in a really long time.
Yeah, me neither.
So maybe you should work on your digestion.
Way off.
Go ahead. So you were going to say that I acted like I had a period?
Well, you're just always... I guess so men PMS do have cycles of some sort that are much more subtle, and I don't know. That's what I hear in like that little...
Tony cries a bunch. Like, once a month.
I think it's more a personality defect.
I am just trying to get toxins out of my eyeballs.
I'll just think about that stuff.
But when we look at early menopause, any information that you look up, it's almost all about hormones and, that's what's causing all these hot flashes and all this kind of stuff. And that is the situation when you're feeling that, hey, I'm on fire on my face for 40 seconds at a time. That really can be hormone driven. But we're going to talk about why are the hormones going crazy.
What about when you want to stab people in the eyes? That happens to me once a week where I just really, like, I can see... You know, if I had a gun, it would be very bad.
It would be bad for you to own a gun.
Yeah.
That's probably not menopause. It's probably just like a redhead thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We need to do a show on redheads. What's up with that?
No, but, you know, it's just like menopause, you see a lot of the common symptoms that go along with early menopause are emotional issues and mood swings and stuff like that. And we've talked about that on some other shows. So maybe, Will, maybe you talk about why somebody... their emotions might be magnified and go back and forth from happy to ever so sad or ever so mean or ever so annoyed.
Right, yeah, we talk about that in a bunch of the previous ones, like the episode on cravings, the episode on depression, the episode on anxiety. They're all really tied in together, and they also go along with just PMS, like usual.
Sure.
This is pretty much the same topic. It's just like is it like the terminal, like end of your cycle happening versus like, are you just missing your period? And it's really similar reasons where the body doesn't have the resources it needs to keep the menstrual cycle happening regularly. So that period can shut down for a little while, which is why you miss your period. But people get so anxious and angry and moody and all that because the whole process of menstruation takes a lot of resources, like making eggs and delivering and all these, like the hormones that go along with preparing the body to get pregnant. And that is a big priority to the body, and it takes valuable resources from what's normally the resources for metabolism, like maintaining your blood pressure, maintaining your blood sugar, all like muscle function, brain function. And those resources get redirected to this whole menstrual cycle thing. So we see people that, especially like a lot of skinny girls in LA, they're already so low on available resources because they're trying to starve themselves to get right. magazines
Poor
and stuff.
Things.
Yeah, and they're doing it the wrong way.
Aww. That then their little bit of resources that they have tries to go towards their menstrual cycle, and they have not enough blood to go to their brain anymore, and they freak out and they get angry, right?
So you can understand this by looking at your like things like your blood pressure, and blood pressure if it's low, and we say low, we're thinking under 112 as the top systolic number, and that's a good indication that minerals are low in your body. And when minerals are low, now all of a sudden the signals that travel to the brain and from the brain and through the body, they don't travel so well. So all of a sudden you don't have the wherewithal to be patient.
That's a good word, wherewithal.
Patient, wherewithal. Well, you don't
patient.
Yeah, you don't have the patience to maybe. Maybe today I won't stab this guy in the eye, you know? Mm. So as the body is having a hard time dealing with other things, there's less resources left over to be a good person.
Well, you know, I mean, like, I don't get it because, like, say you're having, I understand the period thing because you're, like, your uterus is, like, pilling and splitting and you're, you know, bleeding, you know? But, like, if you're in menopause and you stop having your period, what's there to be upset about? Why are you so emotional? You stop
So that's
bleeding.
A good point. Right, yeah. That's a good point. But let's look at why they would have got there. So basically, to make another human being, that's this thing that women do a lot, is they'll make like another whole person.
Wow.
It's really weird.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Gosh.
Their stomach
Let's
gets
hope
big.
I don't do that.
Yeah, it's just showing off, really. But for a woman to do that, it takes a whole bunch of resources to build another person. You need all kinds of resources to do that. So the situation when a woman will lose her period, or it's not coming regularly. Maybe they'll have it once every 6 months or so. This is because if you were to get pregnant, so many of your resources would go to building this human that you would have nothing left over and you would be a wreck. And you would not be able to function. And, you know, we hear about that a lot with postpartum depression. And, Will, do you want to explain why that happens?
Yeah, and you've just given, like, all of your best nutrients to this other little, I guess medically it's technically considered
selfish.
It's
man.
Considered a parasite right. medically. A baby is
oh,
like, technically like the definition of a parasite. So this parasite just took all of your resources.
You little
and,
parasite.
You know, so
it's going to take all your money. As soon
right,
as out.
That
right.
too. It doesn't stop.
Suck you dry.
So that like your own physiology suffers because you just do not have the nutrients and the resources to run your brain right and run your emotions right. Your metabolism is going to get all out of whack, and that'll affect your digestion, which will affect your ability to even get nutrients out of your food. So it's like this, you know, it's a big, intense endeavor to be like, to give away all of your best resources to this creature.
Right. And if a woman is very low on resources and she is pregnant, that has the ability to cause other complications as well with the baby. And so Mother Nature has this fail-safe where if you don't have the resources to make things function, then she just kind of shuts it down. And now you don't have your period. Now you can't get pregnant. Now, this isn't the only reason that someone would not get pregnant, but it's a very common one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember back when, you know, I was like nearly 100 pounds heavier, I didn't have periods. Like, I had stopped having periods, which was a great thing. I still had the mood swings every month, but just without the bleeding.
Right.
And then, you know, when I lost weight and I got it back, I was like, what? This isn't a gift. This is like a curse. This is like giving me a
back.
Curse for
right.
like all the hard work I've done. What the heck?
Right. And if you guys don't know who Kenny is, you can see her when she's 100 pounds heavier in the movie Office Space, and she's the little redhead.
Well, I wasn't quite 100 pounds heavier at that point because that was years ago, but severely heavier. I would say about 70.
Yeah.
I got fatter after
yeah.
that.
Mm. Uh-huh. But And that is kind of how women look at it, because, Will, let's talk a little bit about why a woman would have lower resources, and especially as they age, why those resources might start to diminish with their ability to digest food.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I kind of think of it in a similar way to like the what I've experienced with people with joint pain. Like, they can have their posture be off a little bit, and it kind of wears on the joint a bit. And their posture may or may not get worse, but just over time, all of that misuse of the joint wears it down. And doctors will just get this opinion like, oh, that's just what happens. You get bad knees as
you
get
older. Sorry about your luck.
Right, yeah, sorry. Now you got just a bad ankle syndrome, uh-huh. Like whatever it is. So that same thing can happen on the biochemical level where your digestion's a little bit off. It's slightly taxing to your system, and you eventually use up the bits of resources that your body was compensating with. Mm-hmm. And then you start to get this shutdown, and systems like eventually fail where they can't just keep compensating indefinitely with limited resources when they're not being replenished.
Right. And the whole point of digesting, in case you've never heard us talk, because we talk about digesting a little bit, huh?
Oh, gosh, it's just too much.
There's a lot of poop. We do a lot of poop talking. But when you digest food, you're pulling the minerals out of that food. And both sides of digestion have to be working correctly to really be able to do that. And if you can't do that, then your mineral levels start to diminish. And the real ripoff is that you need minerals to make HCl so you can digest food. So it's easy to see how people start going downhill, and then they lose the ability to digest, and then they lose those resources, and then Mother Nature's like, yeah, we're not going to do this anymore.
Right.
But okay, yeah, answer me this. Riddle me this, boys.
I will riddle you one time.
Say like someone has been very healthy their entire life. They have not eaten processed. They eat, you know, natural, organic. They live in a different country. Let's just say
I was going to say
that. They don't live in America.
Then what's going to happen is they're going to get saved from the island they were stranded on.
Yeah, exactly. Because
that's why that
exactly.
was happening.
Right. But they, you know, they've been really healthy. They've never been overweight.
Him and Mr. Wilson will be able to go
exactly,
home, right?
Exactly. And they're still going to have, they're going to go through menopause at a certain age at some point. They're not going to have their period until they're 80. I mean, can you imagine them having a baby? Oh, I'm pregnant at 75.
Oops. Yeah. How am I going to miss bingo if I have to babysit? You know, I agree. And I think that is right. And I've never met anyone super old that was still having their period. When you look at it, it's as we age, our ability to digest generally does start to diminish.
Well, like any machine, and if it's an old machine or, you know, piece of equipment, it starts to, you know, have problems or just from the use of it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think menopause is a natural thing to occur eventually. I think what we're talking about with early menopause is more like what happens with adrenal fatigue, in a way where your adrenals, like, they're not really supposed to get exhausted, but if you're constantly taxing your nervous system, say because your the way you're digesting food isn't working well and your body's straining to try to keep energy production up, the adrenals will kick in and try to help keep things going, but eventually they'll get kind of taxed, just like the thyroid, and it'll start to malfunction, and then eventually can really shut down when people feel like they have adrenal exhaustion. So early menopause is kind of like that too, where you ask like, when the cycle stops, wouldn't that be opposite? Wouldn't they just feel good? But it's more like what Tony and I have just been talking about, where something's off for a while, and eventually the body can't keep putting up with that. So they're just like plumb out of resources. The body's like, all right, you know what? Just shut it off. Shut it off.
They're not even gonna try.
You know. So that person's like in a severely depleted state, to the point where the body's like, just don't worry about reproduction. We got to focus on survival.
We got other stuff. Yeah. And think about what happens as we age. You know, a lot of the inflammation that has been growing over the years starts to become debilitating to the body. It starts to become this whole other project that the body has to deal with as a priority, and it can't put things towards reproduction. Like, if you look at a plant, it will have a blossom on it for the fruit, and the plant is getting nutrients so it can put it towards that blossom. But then when a drought comes, the plant will drop that blossom off, and all of its resources will go towards just being alive. So the being alive is more important than the I'm going to make fruit. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of the same thing with us too, with people.
Hmm.
Because we're kind of fruits.
I wish I could make fruit.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I'd be just to, like, shooting make a snack. Apples out of my hoo-ha every day.
Man, that's some kind of good. So let's get into some questions, and then we will explain these things a little bit more, because there's plenty that we left out so far.
All right. Keely from Los Angeles, California. My mom hit menopause early. Well, that was mean. She shouldn't be hitting menopause.
No.
Menopause didn't do anything to her.
Right.
Is it a genetic thing?
I say no.
I agree.
Yeah. There could be factors that contribute.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what science has found a lot lately is that genes are responding to the environment that they're in. You know, things can get triggered or not. And if the body's sensing this lack of resources or a severe imbalance, like, to go back to when you said you were way overweight and you lost your period and then you lost you, so you think like, oh, don't I have less resources than I lost weight? Not necessarily. It could have been like more toxicity in your body that it was just trying to deal with. And again, like, that's a crisis situation where the body couldn't prioritize reproduction until it balanced out its own homeostasis. So you want to look at all those different factors rather than just like blaming your genes. Be like, what's off in my body? Like, do I have excess toxicity? Do I not have enough nutrients? Is my digestion off?
Yeah, I'm really not a fan of the "it's my genes" a reasoning for any situation that we experience, because it makes a person feel like, oh, this is just the cards I'm dealt. I'm stuck like this. It's my genes, so I won't do anything about it.
I like my genes. They make my butt look better.
But you fit in your jeans now. That's why you like them. But usually there can be genetic situations that will contribute to things that could go wrong, but there's always lifestyle factors that are adding to that and creating it to be a problem.
Damn those lifestyle factors. Oh. Vicky from Seattle, Washington. What is considered to be early menopause?
Hello, Vicky. It rains some in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I was just up there and it was wet.
And they've got grunge.
Uh-huh. Well, if you look up early menopause and all the internet sites and stuff, they seem to say that the average age in America of menopause kicks in is 51. So they consider any time before 40 to be, quote, early menopause. So if you're shutting down before 40, they call that early menopause. But there's a lot of women that are having kids way after 40 now. And so it's kind of up to you, you know. I mean, if you're not ready to have, if you still want to have kids and you're 40 and things are shutting down, there are things you can do to turn that around.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I'm anywhere close to 40.
Jeez. I
mean, come on.
Gosh,
jeez.
That's just old and used up there.
Yeah. John from Green, Ohio. Can men experience menopause? I know some can have a 28-day period, emotional, physical something. I don't know. I've seen Tony cry and curl up. And
sure, I'm crying a lot today. I don't know. I'm sure what this came up with. But I was watching Forrest Gump.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That
totally
makes me
excusable.
Cry too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that this brings up the question of hormones and the whole issue. Like, a lot of hormone treatment that people will take on nowadays is like, I think it's a little bit forceful, and it's not necessarily the way the body likes to be dealt with, because the body is making hormones to try to balance everything out, and it's doing that, like, sending hormones or signals your body's sending to itself different places. So when we just inject hormones or supplement with them, you're commanding your body to do something, like, you know better than it of how to maintain homeostasis. And it's much better to look at this deeper level, not just go in and get a blood test and it says, oh, your testosterone's too high or too low, or your estrogen's too high or too low. Look at, like, these base points of body chemistry and homeostasis that we talk about all the time, like your blood pressure, your breath rate, all the different measurements that we use to distinguish, you know, the anabolic, catabolic, slow oxidative, all that. That, when that stuff's in balance, your hormone levels will naturally follow and even keel, unless you have, like, destruction to a gland and you can't make that hormone anymore. Most of the time, the hormones will just balance out once you get this figured out. So if John has menopause, or another woman's, like, concerned about some blood tests that she got with her hormone levels, it's really a nice holistic approach to look at these base points of homeostasis that we talk about.
Right. A lot of times when a hormone is super high, or way out of whack. It's kind of the body's last ditch effort that I'm going to try and balance things out this way. Mm-hmm. But if you can actually balance things out, then everything kind of simmers down and mm-hmm. can start to function correctly again.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, maybe John's just around somebody who, you know, his wife or someone who's having their cycle, and he's just picking up on their moodiness, you know, and giving it back. He's mirroring it to them.
That's nice of him. So he's like a sweetie.
He's a sweetie. Hmm. Tammy from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Can Graves' disease cause an early menopause, or did it just happen to occur at the same time?
Well, I don't want to get into Graves' disease a whole bunch. That's, you know, a whole other thing.
It's
and
cemeteries.
Yeah, it is not. It's, but, you know, and it can be a serious situation. But look at that if you're dealing with some type of imbalance in the thyroid that's creating something like a Graves' disease, then something is horribly off, out of whack. And when that is the case, and the body using resources to try and deal with other things, again, just like Will was saying, the reproductive process can be shut down. Mm-hmm. So I don't know any reason that Graves' disease would cause menopause, but whatever is causing your thyroid issue is likely also causing your reproductive system to say, yeah, we're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, really, if you look at it that way, like any kind of sickness or toxicity that's really weighing on the body could contribute to the body shutting that down, whether it's cancer or heavy metals or a parasite, something, anything that's robbing or occupying your body's resources.
Right. And not that this is the absolute answer with every thyroid issue, but if you have a thyroid issue, it's important that you look at where your pHs are. And we have a free 4-week digestive course on kickitinthenuts.com that teaches how to do all these tests on yourself at home. They're super easy. But you need to have an understanding of where your pHs are, because if they're very out of whack, your body loses its ability to absorb iodine, and then the thyroid can go all kinds of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of different reasons why the thyroid could be really off. Like if you don't have any nitrogen, your endocrine system's not going to run well. And a really great book for people that have been diagnosed with a thyroid issue is called Stop the Thyroid Madness. And when you get into looking into that, you can get a much better understanding of the words your doctor's throwing around. And when you tune into the course you just mentioned, the digestive course, you'll see more base measurements that can be liberating from those diagnoses.
Right. Liberating and wherewithal.
Yeah.
Good words. You know, I was diagnosed with hyperthyroid like when I was 15 or 16, and they put me on Synthroid. And then like once I turned 18, I just, you know, stopped because I just didn't go to the doctor anymore.
Uh-huh.
So I'd love to see where
fixed
that's
it.
At. Yeah,
so
when you didn't, yeah, when you don't know, you don't. It's not there.
It's all good.
That's what I say. Jamal from Chicago, Illinois. I wonder if this is Jamal Malcolm Warner.
It might be.
From the Cosby Show. Okay.
I would think it would be. I would think that he would listen to our show.
Probably. Can you predict exactly when my wife will go through menopause? Please say yes.
I can. Yes, I can predict. It'll be Thursday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next question.
Okay. All right. Lori from Boise, Idaho. Usually the earlier you start your period, the earlier you start menopause. Men usually start to have low testosterone. Well, is that so, Lori?
I agree with Lori's second part, but I'm not. I don't think I could ever agree with her first part.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at it as you have like a punch card for a sub shop, and you only get so many, mm-hmm. and then you're done. Like if you start early, you're done early. That's not how it works. It has to do with more with you know, what is your body dealing with, and what does it have as far as resources to deal with all those things, and that can change from time to time in your life. Like I've had a lot of clients that have come to me who have lost their period, and they're like, I've gone through the change. There's lots of lingo that goes with menopause.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't remember it all.
Why do you want
to
find it?
They don't. They're just here to fix some other problem. But we start to work on digestion with them and balancing out the body, and all of a sudden their period comes back.
Oh, and they're like, thanks a lot,
and they're
Tony.
So mad. But I'm like, I have like a trophy, you know? It's like, you know, now we know the body is starting to function correctly again, and it has the resources to do things, and they just punch me.
We're going
like,
to give you a uterus trophy.
Right, exactly. But so that can happen. So just know that by improving digestion and by improving those things, some women will get it back.
Unfortunately. Okay, Alicia from Norristown, Pennsylvania. I didn't know that Chuck Norris had his own town.
Yeah, after I think season 7, they gave him his own town.
Cool. I suspect I have early menopause. How can I be sure? Also, how can I control the fatigue and excessive sweating, especially when exercising? Well, when you exercise, you're supposed to sweat.
Yeah, there could be other reasons that you're sweating a lot, and it could be that your body's using that pathway to get rid of toxins, especially like if bile is not working that well.
Or you're wearing a turtleneck.
Right. Mm-hmm. I work out in a turtleneck.
Yeah. You're wearing a sweater in August. Maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, when you suspect you have early menopause, if you're missing your cycle a lot and you want to just try to work on restoring balance to your body, I'd say go through the 4-week course in digestion. And also read your book, Tony, on Done with Menstrual Cramps, or Kick Menstrual Cramps and That's, because this is very similar in looking at
right. You
know, what's off in the body. And you do a great job of highlighting how the imbalances create that situation.
Right. And don't view it, Alicia. You never know if it's Alicia or Alicia. There's like fanciness to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alicia,
I just don't want to mess up her name. She's so nice. But don't view it as this early menopause is causing you to have fatigue and sweating. It's the fatigue is likely coming from the lack of resources, and that is what is causing the early menopause mm-hmm. situation. Mm-hmm. So if you look at your body, a great way is just look at your blood pressure, and like there, it's an easy way to. Okay, now I have something to judge myself on.
Mm-hmm.
Just another thing to judge yourself.
Right.
Yeah. We need more of those things. All right. Sally from Los Angeles, California. I've been going through it, and it's a bitch. What foods should I avoid? What foods or vitamins or drinks can help with the hot flashes, mood swings, and whatnot? How can one relax and avoid stress when these occur? Thank you.
Welcome. I know Sally. I like Sally.
Sally's nice.
So when you look at how she's not having a good time with that, it's not always about what foods to avoid, unless a food that you're eating is becoming a problem to your body, or unless your digestion is not breaking down things, and then all the food you're eating is becoming a problem to your body, and now your body has to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. I hate to sound like a broken record, but if you just keep paying attention to like how your body chemistry is shifting, like is your breath rate changing, is your blood pressure off, did your pHs swing all over the place, especially near when you should have your cycle, look at that and use your nutrition and your digestive supplements and stuff to help keep everything as balanced as you can, and that'll minimize the symptoms that you're feeling.
Right, because it's not, you know, sometimes women will be doing great for a month or two or three even, and then all of a sudden the hot flashes are going to come back. Well, it's not because they missed you, the hot flashes missed you. It's because that something has happened in your life, in your environment, in your digestion, in what you're eating, that has reduced the number of resources that your body has, or you're dealing with stress. It's like she's talking about how this is becoming stressful to her, and it is, but it's more likely that the stress in her life is magnifying the situation and using up resources that could have been used by the body for other purposes.
So, Tony, you may be causing me to go into early menopause, so you know.
Right. So simmer down. Okay. Simmer down now. All you got to do is do what you're told.
Oh,
that's my only rule.
I don't like that. I don't like being told what to do. I'm the boss of me. Bianca from Chicago, Illinois. I too suspect I may be going through this. How can I have my doctor check me for it? What are the most telltale signs?
Well, when you go to a doctor with this issue, they look at a couple things and they say if you've haven't had your period in 12 months, then you win your early menopause.
Or you've got a baby that's not coming out
and
just not leaving.
It's just mad. And they will also look at hormone levels, and they judge things in that manner too. But if you feel like, am I there or am I not, I don't know that that is even something that you have to know. I think just look at why you might not be having your period, or why you might feel like you're going into menopause. See if there's something you can do to lift your resources. There's, you know, as simple as using sea salt. People avoid salt so much, and it's if it's sea salt and it's unrefined, it's just minerals that your body needs. And that can be a really big help and can turn a lot of people around without going through the effort of of using supplementation to fix majorly wrong digestion. It can just be a little lift. And for some people, if they're just on that fence where maybe they only have hot flashes every few months, a little lift like that could sometimes be enough to give them what they need.
Yeah. And also I'd question, like, what's the value of that diagnosis? It's kind of like when I went in with like super bad knee pain and my knee was all swollen and he said I had patella tendonitis, like that was the diagnosis. That's basically just saying my knee is swollen, which is what I said to him, right? So yeah, early menopause. Yeah. Like all these symptoms. Yeah. That's what I thought, you know, like, great. So whatever test they use to like clinically diagnose swollen knee syndrome or early menopause, like let's get down deeper to like, why is this happening to you? And that's where the base tests and your chemistry really matter.
And the other questions that they'll ask you is, you know, are you having sleep troubles? And that's a big factor that they will put in the early menopause thing. They'll ask if you have a decreased sex drive, if you have fatigue and moodiness. And we know that all of those things are a result of low resources. If you don't have the resources, we talked, I think it was last week, about how sex takes a lot of resources.
It certainly does.
So, of course, you're going to have less sex drive if you don't have as many resources. And we, in our insomnia episode, we talked about how that's one of the very common causes for insomnia, is that a person doesn't have enough resources to get through the night.
Which you would think would do the opposite. You would think they would just be like knocked out and just sleeping if they didn't have enough resources.
Yeah, but the body gets freaked out. It if resources are going low, it gets defensive way in advance before it would have a seizure and shut down, all that kind of stuff. So it starts yelling, "Hey, go get me some vanilla wafers."
Even though
that's probably not what you should be eating. It's probably not my best suggestion. But another factor that they kind of lump together with early menopause is they say that it's a very big factor for osteoporosis. So that kind of backs up everything that we're saying. Do you want to talk about osteoporosis a little bit? Not that we're saying this is osteoporosis, but this is what we see.
We should call Sally Field. She has it.
Right. I mean, it's good to escape that whole conversation of, did my early menopause cause my osteoporosis, or was it the other way around? Like, neither.
Yeah.
Neither. They're both like depleted resources where your skeletal system's lending minerals for daily functioning of your body. And that's, you know, and your menstrual cycle is occupying a lot of resources that you don't have a lot of. So your body will just wear down your skeletal system and it'll stop the whole menstrual cycle show if it needs to. And it's usually because like this whole depleted state overall, and they're not causing, they're like similarly caused symptoms of the depletion, but they're not like, you know, directly causing.
And so many of the, huh?
Oh, I was going to say, so basically all these things are like some of the same things. It's just a lack of resources. And then the medical world puts like 13 different titles on it.
Well, also people like titles pull chicks, but you know, the same issue can cause a different reaction in a different person. You know, it's very different how things can manifest from person to person.
Not every person is the same. We're all like snowflakes.
Right, pretty. But the medical world often looks at these issues like osteoporosis, like the body is attacking itself. But doesn't it make sense that if resources are low, the body knows where to get them? It just pulls them out of the bones, and then the body can continue functioning.
Or the pizza.
Yeah. But if the body doesn't have pizza, then it goes to the bones. So, yes, that makes the bones weaker, but don't you think that's better than
dying
today because you have no fuel or mineral or whatsoever?
Depends if I'm suicidal that day.
Right,
yeah.
That's a big factor in this too. But so try to look at, you know, why are you dealing with these issues? And when you see that it can be a lack of resources, then it's just a matter of doing the work to get those resources up.
Doing the work?
Yeah. No, pop a pill and fix everything. It's never going to happen.
Oh,
it's just not going to happen. I know we want it to, but it's not possible, since the problems that we're having from person to person are caused from different reasons. So it's just dumb. So what did we learn today?
We learned your body needs resources and nutrients. And when it doesn't get those things, then it starts screaming and it starts shutting everything down.
Right. It gets kind of pissed off about the whole thing. So, Will, what would you say would be, you know, three or four initial steps that somebody should take if they feel like, you know, am I shutting down?
I would first recommend they either go through the four-week course on digestion or read your book, Done With Menstrual Cramps.
Done With Menstrual Cramps or yeah. Kick Menstrual Cramps in the Nuts.
Either one of those.
And the four-week course is free.
Yeah, online at kickitinthenuts.com/courses. So once you get that base, then you can focus on the fundamentals of what could be causing any given imbalance in your body. And in doing the self-test that you'll learn about through either one of those resources, you'll learn where your body's way off. And then you'll also start to be able to connect the dots of like how that's affecting your personal situation. So I would turn towards that. I feel like my high school football coach was focused on the fundamentals. You know, do that always, you know. And
some flashbacks coming in there.
And be less like swayed at first by like, oh, do I need to take this hormone or should I do infrared saunas or am I just too old and God hates me? Like, you know, like focus on the fundamentals. And and if that doesn't work, then keep looking. But like, that needs to be in line regardless of what else you might try. So get your body chemistry into balance in those base ranges we talk about.
And the important thing is, you know, we talk about all these things you can do to lift resources, but if you check and your blood pressure is high, then all of a sudden you don't want to be adding a lot more mineral to your body because your body can't deal with the mineral it already has.
Drinking water. Right. And some other things.
And you'll probably want to look at why is it high. And we teach stuff like that in the course. But so it's important to look at you instead of a popular solution.
Mm-hmm. Aw, I like popular solutions, though, because they're on the internet.
Right. But so once you look at yourself, then it'll give you a better idea of the steps you could take to give your body resources or improve the situation that is taking so many of your body's resources. And then all of a sudden you get to be a human again.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun.
A human who has a period. Right. Nice.
Right.
That's your prize,
that's my goal.
People. That's your prize for doing the work. All right. So if you want to learn more about how to look at your own chemistry, you can read any of Tony's books or take the free 4-week digestion course at Kick It in the Nuts. Until then.
I'm all done saying things.
Me too.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Later.